Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Thursday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Third hour is always sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
NEBCO!
Now hiring at Concrete Industries for production laborers. Check them out at concreteindustries.com and nebcoinc.com. This is one of the best...
Maybe the greatest days it's ever been.
One of the best
radio
moments in the history of radio, yes, for sure, in our lives on the ticket. To my left, to Sips and Bill's right, is the legendary Ken Shimmick, chief meteorologist for 1011 News for 44 years.
Oh,
Ken.
Oh, my.
Good morning.
That can't be right.
It's right.
Good morning. Hey, let me just tell you guys what an honor it is to be here. I have been wanting to be on Bussin' with the Boys since this thing came out. I don't know how many years ago. And I'm like, I can't wait. I hope I get the opportunity. This is fantastic.
Well.
We learned. Well, Steve, I think you were just participating in the cake part when we were talking. But Ken let us know that he's up. He's only on 2 hours of sleep right now.
That's about right.
Hours of sleep. Tell us your schedule, how it works.
Life is so weird. You know, I usually get into work between 12:30 and 1. Now, if there's severe weather or a big winter storm or something, I might get in a little bit earlier than that. And then I don't leave, you know, the 10 o'clock show's over by 10:35. It takes me a half hour or so if there's no severe weather to kind of clean things up, get ready for the next day. So that's 11. I get home about 11:30. It literally takes me 2, maybe 3 hours to unwind by the time at night for me to calm down from the excitement of being a meteorologist here in Lamb.
Live TV.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what it is. And so it takes me 2 or 3 hours to wind down. So I usually don't get to bed till 2:30 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
Wow, so thank you.
He's on no sleep.
He's got like 3 hours of sleep.
No, I mean it.
Yeah. Yeah, this is... you guys are pretty special to get me up this early. If it's not a tea time, it's pretty rare to see me in the daylight hour.
And we are honored. All joking aside.
Are we?
We've said your name on air 500 times. True story. That's not making up. We said your name on air 500 times. A legend. Also, you did something that was incredible earlier. We talked about, because you're like, hey, my stomach doesn't work this time in the morning for cake. And you said, Ken doesn't do cake. And you went third person.
He did.
You went, Ken doesn't do cake. Ken doesn't do cake at 8 a.m.
He misses nothing over there. He misses nothing.
Oh. Don't go by what I say. I get up at the crack of noon, you guys know. So this is a little bit early. I'm not working on all cylinders.
You're doing
but
fine.
But it is a great honor to be here. You guys have so much fun. This is such a cool thing for the community to have. And I love listening. I loved listening today because I've heard the show now for about 45 minutes. That's because it's just outside my comfort zone. But as soon as I'm retired, which is coming up here at the end of October, October 31st is my last day at Channel 10. And you guys are giving me credit for 44 years as chief meteorologist. I really have only been the chief meteorologist since May of 1986.
Well, that's okay.
Does anybody remember who I replaced May of 1986?
Bill?
I don't. I'd have been in school at Wesleyan at the time.
We should be able to get this.
So we should be able to get this.
Okay.
I don't. I don't have it.
I don't.
What do you got?
Anybody?
I don't have it.
Linda Bierman.
Okay.
Linda
remember Bierman. The name,
Linda
yes.
Linda Bierman. Married to Alan Bierman, who was the Secretary of State.
Oh, wow. Yes.
Okay. Such a famous family here in Nebraska. She was a sweetheart, and she had just had her second small child, so she had a couple of kids at home that were, you know, under 5 years old and stuff, and so decided that she was going to step away, and they gave me the opportunity. It was May of 1986. So this last May, that was 39 years of, you know, a lot of missed forecasts. Yeah.
Hey, I'll tell you what. I would not have. Those hours are pretty. That's pretty extreme hours.
Yeah, it is pretty extreme. You know, and people ask me, you know, why do you decide now after 39, after 44 years at the station, 39 as a chief meteorologist, that it's time to step away? And, you know, I bring up Coach John Cook. You know, he said it's better to burn out than it is to fade out. Mm-hmm. And what was happening to me at night, I was passing out. On some of those severe. Yeah.
So, were you ever asleep on the show? Yeah. Were you ever a time when you just fell asleep during the forecast?
Depends on who you talk to. Yeah. And if you stick around through all the commercials, yeah, sometimes you can see Ken napping.
Yeah.
Back in the weather center.
There's a couch back there.
There better is. To pass out than fade away.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly right. So that's when you decide, you know what? Maybe it's time to step away and let some of the younger guys take a crack at it. I've screwed these things up for, you know, almost four decades, so it's somebody else's turn. You know, a couple of years ago, we tried to figure out how many forecasts I'd actually done. And so 3 or 4 years ago for an event, we sat down and we really tried to figure out.
We got a fan right here.
Fan out front. I love weather.
Wow, that's good right there.
We got Shimmick fans out there.
There we go. That's awesome. Does he still have the $10 I paid?
Good to see your nephew.
Yeah, that was great. Family's always special,
aren't they?
So we figured out, this was a couple of years ago, it was about 15,000 forecasts.
Okay.
In my career. And, you know, that's a lot of forecasts, but I'm really proud of the 9 that I got right. So if you guys want that list before I go,
I have got that list
of days. So that's, you know, sure, percentage-wise, it doesn't look great. But, you know, a lot of winning percentages for the coaches don't look that great. You got to look at the big picture.
Gotcha.
So I was pretty proud of that. But it's been a thrill. The opportunity has been so great. People go, well, what is your overriding emotion? Are you sad? Are you happy? You know, and there's always a mixture of emotions when you're ready to step away. But I'll tell you what my overriding emotion is: overwhelming gratitude for the station, for giving me the opportunity.
Absolutely.
And for the people of this state for literally putting up with me and inviting me into their homes for this many years. So I am so blessed. I've got great family, great friends, and the people that I work with became like a second family. You guys know what that's like when you get close with people.
Us three right here, the three-legged stool.
Absolutely. You know what? And you can't put a price tag on that. So it's been a great ride, but I'm ready to sail off into the sunset.
Now, tell us about weather. Which one gets you the most worked up or the highest level? Is it blizzard, tornado, thunderstorm? What time are you go, okay, it's my go time? You tell your wife, I gotta go.
Yeah,
we got something coming in, and I know I shouldn't really be there right now. It's not my time, but I'm going in. I'm on 3 hours of sleep, but I'm heading back in because we've got something that's major. What is it?
I appreciate the question, because I'll tell you what, somebody in my life that's sacrificed a lot more than I have is my wife Deb, because mm-hmm. there have been a lot of times when it wasn't my shift, or it was a weekend, or it was but things were going to get nasty. And so then you feel like you really need to be there. And obviously it's the severe weather, especially the tornado producing storms.
Because it just pops up. You don't know if it's how it's going to hit.
And the difference between severe weather in the spring and summer and a blizzard is you can see a blizzard coming from a mile away, right?
Yep.
You know, a day or two or three ahead of time, how this thing's going to work out, or pretty much how it looks like it's going to work out. And so you get a chance to prepare people. With the severe weather, you can have a beautiful day, you know, all the way up to 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and then things in 60 minutes go from nothing to 100 miles an hour. And so those are the things. The stress level also gets harder on you, you know, when you're this old, and the blood pressure's a little high anyway. And as Steve has mentioned several times, I've gained a lot of weight.
I've never mentioned that in 44 years.
So a lot of the clothes don't fit.
you look good.
Yeah, he does. He looks really good.
Yeah,
you're tan too.
Came in and it looked great.
This is why you guys are on radio, because your eyesight is not what it used to be.
And
true.
God bless you. Yeah. But no,
it looks good. We talk.
No,
about?
You look excellent.
It looks great.
You look excellent. How are you with the recognizability factor? Could you You are very recognizable.
Number one face in the state.
You think so?
You'd be the number one
five.
State.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah. Yeah.
How many people say it? How are you with it? Are you comfortable with being out and about?
What I'll tell you is 99.999% of the people that come up to you and say something are great.
Right.
They are great. Now, they might give you a little guff for the forecast if you see them on the golf course and it's too windy, too hot, too cold, too rainy.
Your responsibility. But you're
responsible.
It's on you. Yeah, and you got to take that, right?
Shimmick.
That is, you got to take that. But people are great. And so, you know, because we don't go a lot of places, we'll go out to eat on a weekend, like at 3 o'clock in the afternoon when the crowds are a little bit smaller.
Is that how you do it?
But again, it's not, look, if it wasn't for the people, the only thing worse than having people come up to you and want to talk to you because they recognize you is having nobody come up to you and talk to you because they don't recognize you, which means they're not watching. They
true.
Don't.
Yeah.
Good point, it is all about the people. It's all about the viewers, and it has been forever.
Good point.
So I I love it. People are great, and it's part of the job. And so anymore after this long, you don't even think about it.
Wow.
He caused a lot of angst in my household, though, because if he would predict 11 inches of snow and we'd get 1.5 and school wasn't canceled, my girls were like, what is going on?
Yeah.
We're counting on a blizzard.
Okay.
Yeah, counting on blizzard.
I still have a couple of letters from Bill's girls.
They're framed.
They were not Gigi wakes up. Well, what do you mean there's school?
I got to write Shimmick.
Yeah, I'm writing Shimmick.
I'm firing an email.
Gigi.
We're joined by Ken Shimmick, 1011 News. Now, this show lives in better times a lot. And better times would be Mel Baines, 1011 News.
My God.
We love the times now, but you worked for several years with Mel Baines.
God.
He's before my time watching the news. But,
not our time.
Not our Bill, time. Love him. What memories do you have with Mel Baines in terms of working with him?
I'll tell you what. Most knowledgeable Nebraska broadcaster I have ever known. Nothing happened in this state for 50 years that he didn't know about.
Mel.
And you are, he was a walking encyclopedia.
Wow.
I had a chance to work with him for almost a decade.
Whoa.
And I'm not doing this. I'm not here. I don't get invited to this show. I'm not here talking about 40 years as chief meteorologist without Mel. I wouldn't have been in the business. I learned so much from him. And he was he was the Walter Cronkite of Nebraska. I mean, that's the way I looked at it. And he was an idol of mine growing up. Then when I got a chance to work with him, he scared the living daylights out of me.
Did he really?
He scared the living daylights out of almost everybody that worked with him until he realized that you could do your job and you knew what you were doing. So you had to earn his respect.
Whoa.
And he did not suffer fools.
Whoa.
Very easily.
Whoa.
But he was a giant as far as broadcasters are concerned. And growing up in Columbus, like Steve did, he was on our television set for 35 years. I think he worked at the station for 35 years. So a huge man, huge important player in my career at 1011, and I'll never forget him. I think in his Hall of Fame induction for the Nebraska broadcasters, I think I said, had an opportunity to speak for him because he was ill at the time. I said, Mel Maines may not be in a class by himself, but it sure doesn't take long to call the roll. And that really, he is, to me, he's an icon of Nebraska news and somebody that I will always thank God for the opportunity to know and learn from.
Wow, he had a massive profile to us, and you just enhanced it somehow.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes,
well, I'm glad to be able to do that.
Yeah, he enhanced it. I served Mel Maines old-fashioned at the Legion Club. As a bartender at the Legion Club, and Mel Maines would come and sit.
All the time.
And very unassuming, very professional.
Yes.
You know, when he left, it was like the boom, I'm out. His place would be perfect. Never over-served, ever. Maybe had one or two. I mean, he was never like, Mel was here. He just had 9 old fashions. Never. Not one time. But you are in the same. We talked about this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Steve can remember a time when he ran into Mel Maine. On the street.
And it's one of my biggest boyhood memories.
Oh my gosh.
He's wearing a trench coat is right down the street.
Oh, like, for Pete's sake.
In front of, I think it was Woolworths at the time.
So you, and I mean, he was like 6'4".
Yeah. He's big dude with a trench coat. Yep. I couldn't believe my eyes.
But when we said,
I know it's probably like 11.
So did you get a chance? Did you say hi?
No, I didn't. Were too scared? I freaked out.
I was too scared to talk to him until I turned 30.
If you think about this, to compliment you, Ken, is that as soon as we mentioned that, Jake goes, "Well, I remember exactly when I saw Ken Shemek. It was at the golf course.
He let me play through, and I ducked.
So think about this. You're in the that you're Mel. I mean, the people remember
that's
when
the
they
thing.
Met
you. Got to understand that.
That's your likability factor.
You guys are way too kind and out of touch with reality.
Which is why we are.
Which I love.
No,
which is why
100%
I love
we are. Out of,
that's true.
That's true. Yeah, we don't push back on that at all.
So, speaking of hobbies, now you are a big golfer, and I'm curious, you know, retirement is coming up. Like how often do you play golf in general right now?
Probably at least once a week, okay. And then when we've got time off, we'll probably try and get out twice. But when you say big golfer, Jake, you got to make sure, I want to make sure that everybody that's out there listening knows you didn't say good golfer. You said you're a big golfer, meaning
big
you
golfer.
Play
I allow,
a lot.
I allow you to say
that's right,
yourself.
Because that is that's a huge difference. I am an average golfer. Deb is better than I am.
Wow.
And I still play with her. But so we play once or twice a week, okay. And then we're hoping maybe to squeeze out another round once we're retired. She's going to retire at the end of October as well. So we'll be done together and stuff. But at our age, you know, used to love playing basketball with the boys on Saturday morning. McCartney would play. Mike McKnight from Channel 6 would play.
McKnight.
Dick Janda. Jeff Schmall.
Janda.
These guys.
You guys are hooping together?
We are hooping together.
You hooped with Janda.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is incredible.
No. We had the peach baskets. We had
leather balls.
Yes, with the laces.
Didn't bounce.
Yeah.
You had to pass it 8 times before you make it shoot.
We had a peach basket.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. But, don't drop that kind of stuff on us.
This is insane knowledge.
Back in the day, we had such a great time. Those guys were so great. And, you know, one of the great things about Dick, and I love Dick.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Jeff. I wanted to be Dick Janda. I didn't want to be the next Joe Kinney or Bob Taylor, who were the big, you know, Bob Taylor was the big weather guy with Mel when we were growing up in Columbus and stuff. And I wanted to be the sports anchor. And so my first on-air shift at 10-11 was actually the Sunday night sports at 5:30 back in like 1982, 1983. That was my show.
Wow.
So Jeff and Gary Johnson and Mary Jane Bruce would do Saturdays.
Mary Jane Bruce.
Then on Sundays at 5:30, I got to do the sports. I think Gary Johnson was doing the news. And then they made Mel and Dick and Linda come back in at 10 o'clock on Sunday nights because what was running at 10:30? The Tom Osborne Show. Oh. And so that made the Sunday night 10 o'clock newscast the most watched newscast.
Yep.
So they made the big guns come back. But my first on-air shift back then, back in the early 80s, was actually the 5:30 Sunday night sports, and that's where I felt like I was at home.
Okay.
But back then, they had nil. It wasn't name, image, and likeness. It was that's what you were getting paid.
Nil.
It was like, I think when I started at 10-11, my hourly wage was $1.20.
Yeah.
But they had something called a talent fee back in those days. So every time you were on a show, like if you did the sports, if you did the news, if you did the weather, you got a talent fee, which back then was $13.35. So that was a lot of money. And then, so I had done the sports at 5:30 for a couple of months, and the weekend weather guy quit. And they go, Ken, would you fill in doing the weekend weather until we can find somebody to do it full time? And I think, and I'm thinking, okay, that's Saturday at 6, Saturday at 10, Sunday at 5:30. That's $3 times $13.35.
Fees.
That is $40 more. So I jumped at it. I'm like, it was all about the money even back then. It was, that was a huge amount of money. So I jumped into weather, ended up falling in love with that. And then as the years went by, I'm still waiting for him to find somebody so I can get back to that 5:30 Sunday sportscast because that's what I really want to do. But they're still, they told me like a couple of weeks ago, they think they've got somebody lined up so that they're going to give me that chance to get back into sports. I'm just kidding. That's, no, that's not going to happen.
I've been impressed with the 10-11 News in general. You can Mel Maine's long time, you a long time. Kevin Suits has been there for 20 years.
I mean,
it's long, that's longevity and not a massive market, oh, by the way.
Absolutely. And it's that's so rare now, Jake. I mean, you've got McCartney up in Omaha, but Nicely just retired here at 6 not too long ago, and Rob's calling it at the end of the year. I'm calling it before the end of the year. It's just, it's pretty rare to see that kind of longevity now in this business. It's so transient. You talk about transfer portal.
Sure.
That's kind of the way the broadcasting business is. If you can get somebody to stick around for 3 years, you're probably doing pretty good. And so the fact that I've been there for 40 plus, Brad Anderson's been there for almost 30, Brandon Rector's been there over 17, you know, we're really, it's really rare to see that kind of consistency.
Sure.
In any one market.
It's a nice market, though. They must treat you well here, too.
Yes. I mean, I certainly think, you know, I was never in it for, I mean, it's like you guys. If you find something that you love, you know, the money kind of goes, I mean, it doesn't become the most important player. What is important to you is that you're treated with respect. And I'll tell you what, I have been so blessed to have worked with some great news directors, and I'm not going to name them all, but Michael Lauber is our news director now at 10-11. And he is such a great guy. He's great at what he does. And he's one of those guys that lets you do what you think you need to do. As long as he can see that you're serious about it and that you're doing the right thing and pulling in the right direction, he lets the good people do the good work. And so that, to me, is way more important than money.
Did you ever have to have the hard conversation come home and with your wife and say, listen, so-and-so from St. Louis or Kansas City has reached out to me?
No. No. There were two times. One was probably 30 years ago. I applied for a job in Kansas City at one of the bigger stations in Kansas City and got the don't call us, we'll call you. And then I had a, I'm not going to mention the station, but it was in the Lincoln and Omaha market that took me out for lunch one time. And but it just didn't, I mean, if you're happy where you're at, and I've always been one of those guys that is like, you know, I'll wear socks till they get holes in them. I'll, you know, my shoes have to fall off before I'm like, so if I'm comfortable and I feel like I'm appreciated where I'm at, and I have felt that way for 44 years out at 10-11, then I'm pretty happy.
I'll tell you one thing. If the headline Shimmick going to KC market would have freaked out people,
that would have been, that would have been
big
news.
No, it would have. I know it's weird for you to hear that.
That would have freaked people out. That would have freaked people out.
Well, wait a second. What?
What are you talking about? You think you didn't sleep last night? You're not. Shimmick was coming in there. I mean, I'm going like, I go, Shimmick's coming in. I get a chance to meet this guy and talk to him face to face. This is incredible. So, you all of a sudden leaving to go to some other station would have been an epic meltdown by us.
And thank you for the history. That stuff is very interesting.
Well, when you're this old, I mean, that's all you have, right? You have, let's talk about the old days.
Better times.
They were better times.
We do the better times.
Don't get me started on NIL, and don't get me started on the state of college athletics and stuff like that, because it's the – so we go back. You know, when I started at 10-11, October of 1981, there were only three seasons. Because it was so long ago, they hadn't invented spring yet. So it was just, no, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
And then nobody's listening. I know. Steve's on his phone. Everybody's
moving. People texting left and right because you're on.
Everybody's
texting. No, I'm serious. There's people texting because they want me to ask you certain
questions. It's time to go. The important thing about retiring is you want to retire when people say, "Oh, it's the end of an era," instead of the end of an error, because that's a huge difference. It's ERA difference. Compared to ERROR.
You have a lot of good sayings.
Those are huge.
All of a sudden, this is like Schmick will not be on the air tonight.
Yeah, like that unannounced. All of a sudden, it's like
out of nowhere.
And all of a sudden, it's like, "Well, there's a major problem down there," or "You said something," or "There's a riff." Exactly. That'd be the
good point. That's a good point.
Well, I say all the time, Ken, that college coaches, assistant coaches like that, even mostly head coaches, you see with Gundy now, things generally do not end well.
That's
the ones that get to just walk away on their
pretty rare.
It's rare. So you are in a 1% of, because generally you're just like, "I think it'd be a good time for
this,
you to go."
This is very risky for him to come on this show. Very risky. Thank you for taking that risk.
What if there's a meeting right when you go into the office? So we'll have a staff meeting. Then you see a blank face on Suits' face. You walk in, you see a blank look like, they're waiting for you inside.
Why did you go on that show?
Why'd you go on the show? Why were you at that? It's like the Howard Stern of Nebraska radio.
You're talking to.
Why would you guys do that? Have you listened to their other show? Never heard what they talk about.
Oh, I'm curious, Ken. You've been there for 44 years, and over the years, technology has changed a ton in terms of how you've called the weather. I mean, everything.
Good point, Jim.
Like, obviously, in college, you learn a certain way, but as you're doing real life experience, is it getting more difficult? Like, how do you keep up with things in terms of technology wise with the weather broadcast?
You turn around and you go, "Brandon, can you tell me how this works?" Yeah. That's what I do back in the weather center.
Yeah. All right.
When we had equipment failure, when I first started doing the weather in the early mid 80s, when we had equipment failure, it meant our magic markers had run out of ink because we were drawing on that big plastic map.
Yep.
And so we had Windex that we sprayed it down with and wiped it off in between shows. And so that was literally the technology at the time. And now you are looking,
crazy.
We probably have more than $500,000 worth of equipment out at the station. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, this is just crazy. So one of the things I'm proud of is that I've been able to transition from the cave dwellings and the hieroglyphics on the side of the map.
Absolutely.
To, everything's completely computerized now. So people go, "Well, Ken, why aren't your forecasts more accurate?" And that's a question for another day. We're not going to get into that.
We'll run back that way.
We're not going to get into that today. But the technology is incredible. The radars, the up to the minute things that this equipment can do now, it is amazing. And I do feel good about working with the younger people and being able to at least keep my head above water. Am I cutting edge? Am I state of the art with everything? No, I'm not. But I can still get the job done, and I know what I'm looking for, and I feel like experience is still worth something, at least at this point, even though the atmosphere and climate and things are changing and stuff, and it's kind of a scary, uncertain time. I feel good about being able to stay up with the technology, but it's like night and day. I mean, it's absolutely night and day.
Thank you. Well, I think I speak on behalf of the entire state when we say congratulations again on 44 years.
44 years. The face of Nebraska.
You're not retired yet, but congrats on your upcoming retirement. And thank you for serving the state for so long. How you did.
Bless your heart. Thank you very much. You guys, this has been a real treat for me. I know that. And so keep up the good work. Lincoln needs you. The state of Nebraska needs you. And sports is where it's at now, right? It's the only place we can get some kind of relief, some kind of enjoyment, some kind of step away from the daily grind, which seems like it's becomes worse and worse all the time. So God bless you for what you do, and thank you for the invitation.
Yes.
And I'll come back 44 years from
now.
How about Monday?
Yeah. We'll see you next week, Ken.
No, we appreciate that you, sacrifice. I mean, you had to get up early.
On 3 hours of sleep.
I would have come right in here from work last night. If it had been a severe weather night, I'd have just drove right over here.
That would have been incredible.
Yeah.
He is on a bender.
Ken Schmick, 1011 News. Ken, thanks so much. See you soon.
My pleasure. Take care, you guys.
We'll be back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.